Joining us on the phone now is Jim Corcoran from Grand Portage. Thanks for talking to us today, Jim.
Sure.
The reason I'm talking to you is I want to learn more about your honor flight trip. But first, could I ask you a little bit about your service? What branch of service were you in?
I was in the Navy.
In the Navy, okay. And where and when did you serve?
I served on the USS Ticonderoga in 1965, 6 and 7 in Vietnam.
Okay, wow. And what was your job?
I was in the B-1 division. I was in the crash crew on a flight deck.
Wow. So you were in Vietnam for a good long time. Were you on aboard the ship all the time, or did you go ashore as well?
No, I didn't go ashore. I was on the ship all the time. And there was two different tours.
Wow.
They went over in 65, left in 66, and then come back in 66, and left in 67.
Okay. Did you wish you could go ashore, or was it better to be on the ship?
Well, I'd like to go on the shore. We had R&R in Japan and the Philippines from time to time.
But and how old were you when you were there?
Oh, I was in the early 20s.
Wow, so a pretty young guy to be having this.
Yeah, it was all new experience to me. And the first day there, three airplanes went in the water about 90 feet from me.
Oh.
One pilot got out, so I realized it was a real thing.
Right, yeah, it hit home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I wonder if now for the honor flight, what was it like to be back with? Did you feel like you were among those folks that you were there in Vietnam with?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping to see some of my buddies, you know, but just to be with guys that were there meant a lot. And it was hard coming home the second time because of the way they treated us.
Oh.
And so this really, really helped out a lot.
It was kind of a welcome home that you didn't get before?
Mm-hmm. The first time back was really good because we were in San Diego at what's called Carrier Pier, and the families met us there, and that was really nice. And the second time, I flew back from the Philippines with people from all branches of service, and we're so happy to go home. And then when we landed, things were a little different.
Oh. Were you married to, I know your wife is Debbie, were you married during this time?
No, I was single.
Okay. You and Debbie found each other later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so now tell me about Honor Flight. How did you get recruited for this trip?
Well, I think Butch Deschamps kind of told me about it. And from Grand Marais, he talked to me a lot and got me going on it.
So, and you take off from Duluth, right? And then, so tell me a little bit, what's the day like? Would they keep you running, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it was, myself and a lot of the guys, as we get off the plane, we didn't know what was going on, and they held us up for a while, and then they let us go, and then Butch was first, and I was behind him, and there were people out there welcomed us home and all that, and it's all we could do to hold it together, to be quite honest.
Oh.
And there's little kids that come up to you and talk to you. And this little boy said, thank you for your service. I said, thank you for caring. And he said, you know, freedom isn't free, is it? And I said, no.
And it was a young man.
A little boy. There was four of them there, but the one in front, he was saying that. And it was just nice looking at people's face and that they really cared, you know. It meant a lot.
That's great. So was that a favorite moment, or was there something else, or was there one of the monuments that were more special, or do you have a favorite part of the trip?
The Vietnam Memorial, I had names of the guys that I were lost. There was one pilot named Mike, if I can say it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Seen him come in, shot up really, really, really bad, and so bad he was hooked to a tanker all the way in, and all the tires were flat, holes all over, he got out of the plane, and like as nothing, he went back again. He flew what you call Iron Hand missions.
Wow.
And about I found a book on Yankee Station when I got out, and I started reading it, and that's when I found out he was killed over there.
Eventually.
And he got the Medal of Honor for that. But he was quite they were all wonderful guys.
Were you able to find his name on the wall?
No, I forgot my list, And then we looked and couldn't find it.
Yeah, and it's sad because it is such a large
monument. Oh, yeah, it's huge. We were kind of having to go from one to the other, you know. But we looked for it, but there was a total of 18 men lost in two tours.
Mm.
But you don't realize how wonderful some of the people are for fighting for our freedom. Yeah.
Yes, those young men that you know.
Oh, yeah, the pilots and everybody. I've seen guys die on deck, too, but it was sad, put it that way.
So it's nice for you folks that have survived and had a good life to see each other once again.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome to sit on a plane, listen to guys' stories and just talking to them and laughing and... But, when we got back the first time and the people acted that way, I didn't talk about it for many, many years. And then I started getting that PTSD, and they told me I had to. And then I just talked to the veterans and stuff, and they have trouble, too, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So that's with anybody who does something like that.
Yeah. So would you say the Honor Flight is kind of a healing experience?
To me, it was.
Yeah.
There's whole stuff in for so long, and then time goes by, and that's why Butch and I and Harvard and the other guys, too, it's all we could do, keep keep them crying. Yes.
Yeah. So.
But just looking at them people's faces and the children surprised me so much, you know, that they cared.
Yeah.
And that little boy saying freedom's not free. Didn't think I'd ever hear that.
Oh, so you would recommend if there's some veteran out there that thinks that they don't know if they want to go, what would you say to them?
I'd tell them they better go.
Get on that plane, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell them.
Oh, okay.
I told four or five veterans since I got back to they ought to go and just be with other veterans and experience World War II and stuff.
Yeah.
My dad's in World War II and Korea, and his ship is Battleship North Carolina. I got to go on and see that. He was a corpsman, so he couldn't talk about it much. But you really respect him for when you see him dying and stuff, you know, for freedom.
All those monuments, yes.
Oh, yeah, every one of them.
Right, right.
Every one of them, yeah.
Well, thank you so very much for talking to us today, Jim. I've been speaking with Jim Corcoran, a Navy veteran who went on the recent Honor Flight trip. Thanks for talking to us, and thanks for your service, Jim.
Well, thanks for asking.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.